Pakistani police have handed over to U.S. authorities a senior al-Qaeda leader. The man is identified as Abu Zubaydah, captured last week during a joint U.S.-Pakistani operation in the city of Faisalabad. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld refused to comment on the operation, but described Zubaydah as a senior advisor to Osama bin Laden.
I don't think there's any doubt a close associate of UBL's, and if not the number two, very close to the number two person in the organization. I think that's well established.
NPR Steve Inskeep is in Islamabad. So what was this man doing in Pakistan?
Well, Bob, police in Pakistan and authorities in the United States insist that the people who were arrested in this series of raids last week were plotting new terrorist attacks. Now, the man who is believed to be Zubaydah is not the only person who was arrested. In fact, Pakistani police picked up something like 50 people last week. Some of them have already been released, but today Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf confirms that a number of them have been turned over to the United States. Now, U.S. and Pakistani officials believe that al-Qaeda was trying to reorganize in Pakistan, that leaders who had escaped Afghanistan were trying to create a new base there. And certainly Abu Zubaydah would be the kind of man to do that. He organized and recruited people for terrorist training camps in Afghanistan during the 1990s. He moved back and forth easily across the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan in the 90s. He would come to the city of Peshawar, Pakistan, and pick up recruits and decide if he wanted to bring them inside Afghanistan or not. It is certainly harder to cross that border now, but hardly impossible. And Zubaydah would be the guy who would know how to do that and would have the kind of knowledge that a terrorist organization might want to continue its activities.
He's described as a Palestinian who was born in Saudi Arabia. How did he manage to conceal himself in Pakistan?
Well, foreigners certainly do stick out in many parts of Pakistan. But in this situation, he went to a city, Faisalabad. He had a Pakistani front man, at least according to people in the neighborhood that I spoke with and the owner of the house where he was believed to be living. A Pakistani came and rented the house. He went to the landlord and rented the home, he said, for his parents, who never showed up. According to the neighbors, some foreign men moved in, some Arabs and others. Zubaydah apparently used an alias, like many al-Qaeda members. He's used many aliases. When he was finally wounded after that police raid last week and ended up in the hospital, he told doctors that his name was Daoud, which is a very common name in Islamic countries. Now, it took 22 days for U.S. intelligence to catch up to these men. It is not clear if there was an informant who pointed them in that direction or if the U.S. was able to trace communications. But we do know, Bob, that once the raids took place, police showed a great deal of interest in computers in these raids. They seized computers from some of the suspects, and they also, at one point, surrounded an internet cafe in the city, although it's not clear if they took anything away.
U.S. personnel were said to be deeply involved in last week's raid. What does that say about U.S. operations and intentions in Pakistan?
For one thing, it says that Pakistan is willing to give an unusual degree of cooperation to the United States. U.S. officials have been very frustrated in some other countries trying to apprehend terrorist suspects. Saudi Arabia is one country that comes to mind in recent years. But here in Pakistan, police were allowed, U.S. Officials were allowed to go along with police on the raids. And according to witnesses, the Americans primarily were looking for evidence. The Pakistanis were the ones who were breaking down doors and doing the muscle work. The Americans were gathering evidence. So if you ever had a trial, you would have a good chain of custody of what you were able to grab from a suspect. And also, U.S. officials are looking for evidence of more suspects. We should mention that the U.S. is still thrashing around here trying to find Osama bin Laden, trying to find other members of the al-Qaeda network. They're close to claiming a major success here, but they have many more suspects that they would like to find.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Islamabad.